White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer handed over the newsroom podium last week to his successor, Scott McClellan. But the issues at West Wing briefings remained familiar. The White House was still defending President Bush's use of discredited intelligence information in his State of the Union address. American soldiers were still being attacked and killed with unsettling regularity in Iraq, and their tours of duty are being extended. The Bush administration had to increase its projection for the federal deficit to $455 billion, and state budgets were suffering from lost federal funding and sagging tax revenues as the economy continued to struggle. The view from inside the Washington Beltway often becomes blurred, so we turn this week to some colleagues around the country to get a sense of how America sees things these days. Pat Yak is editor of the Times Union in Jacksonville, Florida. Pat, it's nice to talk to you again.
Thank you, Leanne. Good to be with you.
Kate Nelson is a regular commentator for Weekend Edition and a columnist at the Albuquerque Tribune. Kate, welcome back.
Good morning, Leanne.
Jim Camden is a staff writer at the Spokane, Washington Spokesman Review. Good to talk to you again, too, Jim.
Thanks, Leanne.
Jim, I'm going to start with you. Tell us about how things are with the economy where you are in Spokane. What are people saying about both the local economy and the national economy?
Well, the local economy is very rocky. The state unemployment is at 7.7%, and the local economy here in Spokane isn't much better. It's unemployment is over 7% here, too. And we've had some announcements that Boeing is going to have higher layoffs. That's over on the west side, and we have problems with manufacturing over here. There just aren't many jobs out at the fairgrounds. The county fair is coming next month, and there are jobs to be had at minimum wage, and the lines were extremely long for jobs like selling elephant ears at booths and shoveling out the stables.
Pat Yak in Jacksonville, are people talking about the economy there, both locally and nationally?
To some extent. This is the high tourist season for Florida. You have people coming in from all over the country to go primarily to Central Florida, where many of the theme parks are located. So it is a topic of conversation. People are watching unemployment rise just a little bit. But the G8 summit is going to be held here next year. And not in Jacksonville, but in Sea Island, just north of Jacksonville. And along with that will come to hundreds of thousands of dollars. So Florida, unlike other parts of the country, we're a bit protected because of the tourism industry here.
Kate Nelson in New Mexico. Tell us what's on people's minds there regarding the economy locally and nationally.
We're in a little bit of a different situation than a lot of states. We entered this year with a small surplus, and because of that, Governor Bill Richardson was able to obtain a tax cut for the wealthiest New Mexicans. He's aggressively seeking new jobs and is planning a special session to enact even more tax reform. That seems to be a pretty positive message, but you have to remember New Mexico is a chronically poor state. A recent report came out analyzing how many people in this state are just getting by. And to look at the financial figures of what that means to raise a child on this much money and pay for housing and food and so forth, a lot of people are in dire straits here.
Domestic issues seem to be on the agenda. Pat Yak in Jacksonville, where you are, is home to some vast military facilities. Let's talk about the situation in Iraq. What are people saying?
Well, the grumbling, if you want to call it that, the decibel level of which I think has been raised a bit here in recent days, because many of the troops that are from this part of the country are at Fort Stewart in Georgia, right out of Savannah. Some of them were deploying as early as last September to Kuwait. Many of them were on the front lines, if you will, of going into Baghdad. They were told once that they would be coming back in June. That deadline came and went. They were told then that they would be coming back in August. They were told that they might be coming back in September. And they were told by email by their commander that it was uncertain when they would come back. We had our second National Guardsman killed just a few days ago outside of Baghdad or at Baghdad University. So the tensions that I think, even in a very conservative and supportive area like ours, are probably on the rise.
Jim Camden in Spokane, their military facilities in Washington State, too. What's the feeling in your area about what's going on in Iraq?
Well, I think there's an undercurrent of concern here as to how long will this occupation, war, whatever you want to call it, go on. We have about 360 folks from Fairchild Air Force Base over in Southwest Asia, and some of the KC-135 tankers. We have some guardsmen and reservists still gone. And it's not a loud, boisterous, vocal sort of dissent, but the letters to the editor page is becoming increasingly shrill on both sides, both criticizing the president and defending the president and saying, well, what about Bill Clinton?
Kate Nelson in Albuquerque, New Mexico. What are you hearing about the situation in Iraq and the whole controversy over President Bush's use of bad intelligence information in the State of the Union?
It's a bit ambivalent. I would describe it as more rueful than outraged. I think people are weary of it. We've sent a lot of our troops over, and certainly those people are quite fatigued with waiting for their loved ones to come home. I talked with an ice maker the other day who mentioned all the weddings that have had to be postponed that he was supposed to make ice sculptures for. It surprised me the softening in the patriotic fervor that we heard so strongly in the first weeks and even months after the war was launched. I'm not hearing that at all anymore. Some of the peace vigils are still taking place on a regular basis, but mostly the heat, the drought, the fires, those are distracting people tremendously.
Kate, is that the big issue where you are, the drought in New Mexico? Are there other local or regional issues that are on people's minds?
The drought, the fires, it's all consuming, and it's now affecting people's personal lives. I'm one of them. I live in a rural area, and I'm on a community well, which failed on the 4th of July. We're waiting perhaps a few more weeks before we can get a new well dug. And what we're discovering and having to have water hauled into our community is those people are backed up with requests from communities all around the state that are in similar water straits.
Jim Camden, what's going on in Washington State? What's on people's minds?
I think the main topics of conversation are jobs and the economy, and where are you going to go to get out of town? What national park can you get to for a few weeks or a few days in the summer before school starts up in September?
Pat Yak, what's the big local or regional topic of conversation in Jacksonville?
It's really mixed, Leanne. I would jokingly say we're having your typical Jacksonville summer. We had a local man that was gored in the running of the bulls the other day. We've had a big saltwater sea fishing tournament that's just wrapped up here, which brings in 900 boats from all over the southeast. And unlike some parts of the country, we're getting record rainfalls here. We're going to surpass our monthly record here. And unlike one of the reports I heard over the weekend where there are feral chihuahuas running amok in, I think, Los Angeles, we have feral roosters that are all seemingly popping up all over town, and people are getting a chuckle out of the fact that no one seems to know exactly where they're coming from or why they've decided to roost, as it will, here in Jacksonville.
Pat Yak is editor of the Times Union in Jacksonville, Florida. Kate Nelson is a columnist at the Albuquerque Tribune in New Mexico and a Weekend Edition essayist. Jim Camden is a staff writer at the Spokane, Washington Spokesman Review. Thanks, all of you, once again.
Thank you,
Leanne.
You're welcome, Leanne.